Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline, NFL.com. Let's welcome back to the show, Eric Edholm. Eric, what's happening, man?
Yeah, we're getting close, man. It's the home stretch, just trying to button everything up here before the draft starts and get rolling.
Now, it has long been assumed that Caleb Williams is going number one to Chicago. Is there anything in the wind, no pun intended, Windy City, that would suggest that that will not be the case with the first pick this year?
I think the only chance it doesn't happen is if they trade out of that spot with Washington. I think that's the only spot they would move down to if I had to guess. I don't know that, you know, for certain or anything, but Washington's already made at least one offer to the Bears to flip picks. Bears rejected it. It was a strong offer. How much sweeter, how much stronger can it get? I don't know. Are the Commanders in, you know, Caleb or bust mode, or do they think Jaden Daniels is the guy or whoever, right? So that's probably, to me, the only possibility of that occurring. Everything is pointed, you know, trading for Fields or trading Fields for quarters on the dollar. You know, that was an indication that quarterback is locked in. And it felt like when they had left the pro day that Caleb was their guy. So either they're putting up a really good poker face here and keeping their options open, or more likely, you know, 90%+ chance that they're going to stay there and make the pick.
His skill set equates how, Eric, to the next level. I mean, this is a guy that in half a season at Oklahoma basically put himself in a Heisman conversation, won it the next year. All right, USC wasn't all that great, but he now goes to the NFL. What is he bringing to the table day one?
Yeah, I think if he plays within the system and doesn't – I think one of the reasons why he played some hero ball last year was because of the situation he was put in. Bad defense on USC, bad offensive line. Even with that, I mean, like, incredible playmaker with not that many turnovers, right? The fumbles are probably the bigger concern than the interceptions. But you're talking about a player who can make throws from within the pocket. Thought he did a good job at his pro day of showing that he can throw from inside the pocket. He can make plays outside, certainly. You know, we're not talking about a Lamar Jackson type of scrambler, but somebody who moves pretty darn well and creates in the same way that Patrick Mahomes creates. Stresses defenses, forces you to get out of your responsibilities and honor him as a scrambler. And also he can flick it right over your head too and do it from all kinds of, you know, arm angles and off platform. And, you know, if they provide him a good structure with outlets underneath and he takes them, he could be amazing. Because that's really, I think, what's going to – if he plays too recklessly, his game does veer off track a little, but I think he's a star in the making. And, you know, the Bears are clearly banking on it if they make that choice.
Now, at two, Washington, new ownership, new coach, Eric, could need a savior at that QB position mock draft. You had J.J. McCarthy going at two when Jaden Daniels looks like he would be a pretty strong pick there as well. Why has McCarthy rocketed up the draft boards here lately?
It's probably not going to go two. I mean, that's the reality of it. My next mock draft will have a different name there. And, a lot of people seem to think Daniels the pick. But, yeah, the McCarthy ascension's been a fascinating storyline. I thought he would be well appreciated by scouts. My initial mock draft had him 19th to the Rams, and I got some guff back then for that. People thought it'd be January. That was crazy talk, but you know, come March and April, it's become clear he's going to go somewhere in the top 10, and I suspect in the top 6. I think he'll probably go somewhere between 3 and 6, whether it's New England, whether it's Minnesota, whether it's the Giants, possibly even Denver. You know, I mean, a desperate team that doesn't have as much ammo, but Sean Payton wants somebody there. So those are the 4 teams that make the most sense to me. Again, you never know. Washington's put a lid on leaks. I mean, credit to Scott Peters, first year's GM, Dan Quinn, et cetera. They've done a good job of keeping things pretty tightly contained there, information-wise. So we don't really truly know, I don't think. But I guess at this point I would be surprised if it was anybody but Jaden Daniels, and we'll see how the rest unfolds.
Now, Eric, the 2021 quarterback draft class is kind of going haywire. Maybe even Trevor Lawrence took a regression here in 23. For this year's class, who's the buyer beware guy for you right now?
Well, if it's, you know, from a physical standpoint, you'd say Michael Penix, because anytime a player, much less a quarterback, has – you know, 4 season-ending injuries, 2 ACLs in the same leg, 2 shoulders. Those are tricky. They tend to linger. They then become more susceptible. Both injuries, you know, you suffer once, you're more susceptible to having further injury in those spots. So I think teams feel pretty good about him, but you never know. That would be the cautionary tale with him. With Williams, obviously, as I said, I think he can freelance too much and escape the system. His personality isn't for everybody. Some say he's just a little bit of a different type of leader. So, you know, maybe it's a locker room fit. Maybe the Bears were so in on Justin Fields inside among the players that he has a hard time acclimating. That could be a possibility. The pressure, too. I mean, just the expectations of being number one. I don't know if there's a Zach Wilson in this group as far as like coming out of nowhere and nobody expected this, but you know, I mean, with Daniels, he's kind of rocketed up in the last year plus. So you worry, is this his peak at age 24 or 23, 24? With May, it's experience. So there's a trap door with each one of these guys. There's no perfect quarterback prospect. And even with McCarthy, you'd say experience too, because, you know, he's really only a full-time starter for 2 years and wasn't asked to carry the load there. So can he do that at the NFL level after not doing it in college, even with all of Michigan's success? That's going to be a yet to determine quality in his game.
Eric at home, NFL.com, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you, talking about the draft, NFL draft, first round 9 days from today. Ravens, Eric, as you know, have the 30th pick in it. They could use a cornerback. They could use an offensive tackle / guard, somebody along those lines here. Pass rusher would be great.
Sure.
Where would they be best? What gives them the best option to get an impact guy right now at 30 based on the depth or lack thereof of those respective groups here?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's going to be fascinating to see how many offensive linemen are off the board by, you know, the first 29 picks. And obviously we've seen them target players and move up in times, but they've also been a traded back team. You know, that could play in as well. If you're thinking about, you know, if they don't love the available options at those positions you mentioned, if they like but don't love somebody, moving back would be an option. But I really think I would start with how much of a run there's been on the offensive line in the top, you know, 4/5 of the first round, I would say. And then that can help kind of shape your direction. So when you're three or four picks out, you say, okay, you know, Guyton's still on the board. Amarius Mims is still on the board. Graham Barton's still on the board. We're in good shape. We can stay here and get one of those guys and feel good. Or are two of the three already off the board, and now you're either pivoting to corner, let's say Cooper DeJean, you know, Kool-Aid McKinstry, possibly. You know, I don't think Nate Wiggins will still be there, but you never know. So there's options there. Does receiver entice them at all? We know how deep and talented that group is. Possible. I think if I had to just put a dart throw guess on it, I would say offensive line or move back. I feel like realistic options in that spot, especially if there's a quarterback on the board like a Bo Nix, or I don't think Penix still lingers that far. I think he goes before that, but that would be a spot where somebody might want to move into round one or possibly back from their first round pick to take a passer.
Eric, you mentioned wide receiver, and you know Ravens aren't going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. because he's going to be long gone by the time that happens. But in regards to his status as the number one guy, has that been challenged in your eyes? A lot of run with the neighbors here out of LSU, the other LSU kid, Thomas. I mean, is Harrison that guy still, or are there others kind of breathing on his neck as being the true best receiver, at least for now, in this class?
It really depends on where the first receiver goes off the board. I mean, if Arizona's there, you know, they've taken some of those bigger, longer receivers in recent years. Does that mean they're more likely to do that with Harrison, who's kind of got that, to me at least, the CeeDee Lamb kind of build? Or does that push them more towards neighbors in terms of we want a more diverse group, you know? So even the first real possibility, I don't think New England takes a receiver, but you never know, they could, might be at four. That's also a trade down spot. So is five, so is six, or a trade up spot. You know, it's really hard to know where that first receiver is going to go off the board. I'm starting to get the idea that Jim Harbaugh is not going to take Jim Harbaugh is not going to take a wide receiver at five, given how he constructs his rosters typically. I don't think that's the way they go. So, yeah, again, it really is going to depend on which team pulls the trigger and what they're looking for, because I think it's close enough. There's enough teams that like Malik Nabers better. Maybe not more teams, but enough to where it's not a lock that Harrison goes first. I think he will, but I don't know that it's a guarantee.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
See it all.
All right, Eric, last thing for you. Another guy that probably will not be playing his football in Baltimore, at least to start his career. How does Brock Bowers' game translate to the next level out of Georgia?
We saw two guys in last year's draft who I think are kind of the archetype, if you will, the blueprint for the kind of player and the justification for using a first-round pick on a tight end, and that was Dalton Kincaid. The Bills got him late in the first last year, and then Sam Laporta, I think, was the second pick of the first round of the second round, who played as well as any rookie tight end receiving-wise in the last 20 years, I think. I mean, he was a revelation. And, you know, I don't know that every team would have the same success using those types of guys, but you put him in that offensive weapon category. I think that's what Bowers is. When I asked Brandon Bean at the combine, I said, you know, was it, how did you justify using a tight end after signing Dalton, or I mean Knox, to his extension? He said, we saw him as a weapon. He said, I didn't care if it was a slot receiver, an outside receiver. I needed somebody who could catch the ball and make yards after the catch. That's where we landed on Dalton Kincaid. And I think that's the team that drafts Brock Bowers is going to see it the same way, whether it's the Colts, the Jets, the Chargers, somebody else in that, you know, 5 to 15 mix. They're going to say, he's a playmaker. I don't care what position you call him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.